by one, the Egyptian army and his army itself. His army switches over to the other Roman army, and the Egyptian army fled, and Mark Antony is totally wiped out, and this is what's being described in verse 25. He's not able to stand, and when Caesar comes back to Rome with all the booty from Egypt and all the trophies, the human trophies, it's pointed out that he would have had Cleopatra, but in this history that's being covered here, Cleopatra commits suicide, so she isn't carried back into Rome. But in verse 26 it says, "Yea, they that feed at the portion of his meat shall destroy him." It's talking about how Mark Antony's army turned on him. Some of his troops that he was going to get to come to his aid, when they seen the position he was in, they switched over back to Rome, and that's what's being discussed in these verses. And the reason these verses are significant in this flow of events is this battle where the king of the south, Mark Antony, is finally dealt with is the Battle of Actium, 31 BC. This is the starting point of the time of verse 24, the 360 years that Rome would rule the world. And verse 27 is just a concluding thought to this time prophecy, where the final phrase says, "Yet the end shall be at the time appointed." Now, if you don't take this concept of first verses tell how Rome conquered the world, and then you drop back in the history and show how Rome relates to God's people, if you don't take this concept that Uriah Smith uses, which I personally agree with, you're forced to continue verse 23 onward in a sequence that follows the death of Christ on the cross, and you don't have as much historical evidence of your sequence of events as Uriah Smith and others set forth. But in any case, up to verse 27, that's what's been described. Rome is going to be different than the other powers that have come to control the world. They're going to use politics as well as military might. That they're going to rule the world for a time from the stronghold of Rome for 360 years. And the starting point for this ruling the world is the battle where Mark Antony and his supporters are overthrown, and the end will be at the time appointed. Brothers and sisters, watching this term, "the end will be at the time appointed," in the book of Daniel is very important to having a clear understanding to the conclusion of this vision. And the conclusion of this vision is in Daniel 12. But let's move on to verse 28. Verse 28 says, "Then shall he return into his land with great riches." Then Caesar comes back to Rome after this battle of Actium, and he has all the booty that he